The Public Relations Officer of Accra West ECG, Eric Asante, says the system's failure, which caused a power shutdown this morning in parts of Accra and beyond, has been investigated and the fault rectified. Speaking to Radio Ghana's George Ankra, Mr. Asante expressed the hope this will not recur.
Actually, when these things occur, it is proper that you conduct a full investigation to unravel what happened.
Mr. Designate for the Upper East Region.
Which occurred within their transmission, critical experience within their transmission line. And as I speak, most of the places that were off are back on supply. About 90% of the areas are back on supply. And definitely they need to carry out investigations for some time to be able to ascertain what actually occurred. But the fortunate thing is that those customers which went off, most of them are now back on supply.
Are they able to work on that immediately? Have they been able to detect the fault?
As I speak to you now, most areas which were hit by this failure, this transmission failure, system failure, have been brought back on supply. But the issue I'm indicating is that when these technical issues occur, you need to conduct a very thorough investigation to be able to ascertain what really caused that. For the fault, you can't obviously see that this has happened. But definitely you need to conduct an investigation to know what triggered that particular fault.
I know machines can fail anytime, just as the heart of a human being can also fail at any time. But do you think it is something that would be persistent?
No. We don't foresee that. These things don't happen on a frequent basis. Definitely, once you are able to bring your customers back on supply, you do your investigations to know why it occurred. Then you put in preventive measures to forestall the occurrence of such things.